Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're going to be talking about bugs during this segment. And let's just get this out of the way. I think most of us find most bugs, almost all bugs, icky.
Yeah.
I just don't like them. There's not much about them that I enjoy, except for fireflies.
Yeah.
And Kevin has some very tragic news about fireflies. Go ahead.
Fireflies are going away. Yeah.
Going where?
They're like getting extinct. They're going extinct because of the world.
Is this because of climate change?
It's partially because of climate change. There's also pesticides that they spray to kill mosquitoes. That's killing fireflies as well. And also, they're cutting down their habitats, which makes the reproduction lower. So we're going to lose fireflies soon.
Well, the last part I don't quite understand. I mean, fireflies seem to do well in pretty much anywhere. Suburbs. Yeah, they seem to do okay. Where I grew up, we called them lightning bugs, but they're the same creature. And this breaks my heart because I know we don't have them out here, or at least not in Sacramento. It's got to be because of the heat.
Because it's too hot here.
Probably too hot and not humid enough.
Okay.
If I had to guess, I don't know. But they are magical.
They are pretty cute.
You guys seen them?
I've only seen them one time when we went to morning show boot camp in Georgia. And it was fun.
And like everything that we hate about bugs doesn't apply to fireflies, doesn't apply to lightning bugs. Like they are big. Like, they're not big, but I mean, they're...
I don't want it near me. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you kind of do, though, when it comes to fireflies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
They don't fly fast. They kind of hover, but that's part of the magic. And then their butts light up.
Right.
Yellow, sometimes red.
Oh, what?
Different colors. I feel like there's even a purple one, too. And they light up in, like, a pattern where it's, like... It's bright for about 2 or 3 seconds, and then it dims down, and then you can't find it for about, I don't know, 10 seconds, and then it lights up again, and you go, oh, there it is.
That's
like
so
when
magical.
You go, look, like when you're a kid, you can go lightning bug hunting.
Right. And I mean, I've seen that on TV.
It was so much fun as a kid. And like, cause they light up and then they disappear, and then it's dark out, so you can't find them anymore. And then it's like playing Marco Polo with a bug. Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Cause unless Kevin's going to go travel to lightning bug territory.
Lightning bug land.
Lightning bug land. How are we going to give him the opportunity to see them?
Right. I'm pissed.
That's a good question. I really don't know. Are you watching videos now?
Yeah, they're having so much fun.
You see, it's like Lord of the Rings. Like, you just stumble into a place and they only come out at summertime.
It's whimsy.
Yes. It's pure whimsy.
It's whimsy.
It's silly. And they're not like ugly bugs either. Like
I'm seeing what they look like now and they're not lit up. And they are ugly. Like, the only reason that is an okay bug is because it lights up. Otherwise, it looks like a nasty ass bug.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that. Okay, you might be right about that. But the idea, though, that this is going to go away because now let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You guys don't have a lot of experience with lightning bugs and fireflies, which if you're just joining us, they're going extinct. But you do have a lot of experience with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Those can go.
Okay, but here's the problem, though. It seems like we're getting rid of fireflies. We're killing them off because we're killing mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, we can't even get the fireflies, so kill the mosquitoes. I mean,
What if you did live in a place that had lightning bugs like this?
I would be there every day.
So, but what would you do though? Would you prioritize?
I would prioritize
this over mosquitoes.
No, No, I would prioritize getting rid of the mosquitoes.
What?
Once you've seen it, you've seen it.
Katie!
Well, sorry.
She's not right about that.
Yeah, it's every moment. It's different. It's a national phenomenon.
It's
you don't know when they're going to glow. Look at it. Oh, my God. You hate nature.
It's not that. I hate being bitten by mosquitoes.
I'll Plus, take the
mosquitoes
West Nile virus.
Spread disease.
Okay, but this spreads happiness and joy. It twinkles. It twinkles your heart.
Okay, then be bit by mosquitoes. I don't care.
There's mosquito repellent that we could put on our bodies.
It's killing them.
No, not the
not
one
when
that
you spray
you,
it right yeah. on your own body.
Yeah, if you spray
I
it in an area.
No. I mean, didn't mosquitoes cause a disease that was like deforming unborn babies?
Zika. Yeah, it's still a problem in
okay.
some parts of the world.
So, you know what? I still am going to choose to get rid of the mosquito. Or, yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.